It's Bosch and Marsh, back for another episode. Hello, Bosch.
Hey, Marsh.
We got a lot to talk about tonight, Bosch.
Get in a little closer here.
Yeah, get in a little closer. We got to announce our special guest first.
Yeah, we should announce our special guest.
You first, Bosch. Announce one of our special guests.
Oh, Katie Elliott is with us today. Hello, Katie.
And so is Emmy Alves. Isn't that right, Emmy? Emmy has a talking disorder, and she doesn't talk only on Sundays because of religion.
That was the dumbest thing you could have said. Anyway,
we have a couple new couple things to talk about. First is dump trucks.
Dump trucks.
We really need Seth to talk about his dump truck.
Yeah, Seth enjoys his dump truck. He's got a really nice one.
Yeah, apparently a lot of people like to touch it.
Well, it's really, there's no way to play this off now, really.
No.
It's just a nice toy thing that he's got. With, you know, he can roll along with it and put things into the back.
He puts rocks in it, yeah.
Yeah, he plays rocks with it, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, enough dump trucks. Our new business endeavor, how about we talk about that?
Oh, yeah, we're going into the dairy farming industry.
Yeah, so there's one of our friends, actually, Emmy's family has a dairy farm, which they are actually passing down to Jack and I think on Tuesday, right?
Tuesday or Wednesday, depending when you can get the will signed.
Yeah, so we're going to we're gonna manage it for a week or two virtually over Zoom, just for COVID restrictions and stuff. We wouldn't want our dairy cows getting COVID.
It's cleaner for us, too. Milking cows virtually is a lot less messy.
That is very true. All we got to do is, I don't know what we have to do, actually.
I don't know. I've never milked a cow.
Yeah, me neither. Virtually shouldn't be that bad. No. Anyway, so we're getting this dairy farm, and I think we got 2,000 dairy cows, about 800 beef cattle, and then I think 3,000 chickens, and a couple pigs.
Yeah, two pigs to go along with the 3,000 cows.
Yeah, but the deal is that we don't have to mess with the pigs, right?
No, pigs aren't ours. Those are Emmy's uncle.
Okay, and we don't work for uncles.
Those are him.
The pigs are.
The uncle is the pigs.
Just like okay. Stack him up in a trench coat.
Yeah.
Say that again.
And just stack him up in a trench coat.
The uncles?
The uncles. Yes, both of them.
Emmy, would you like to debate
then you
that?
Make one pig. No, I'm good.
Hey, Emmy and Katie, how about you guys pretend like you're in the presidential debate? Go.
Pretend like you're Bosch and Marsh debating.
Yes.
Katie, you're Bosch. Emmy, you're Marsh. Go. Katie, be me.
I'm you.
Emmy, be me.
For a minute. Go.
For a minute.
You better be really clever and funny because that's how we all
You gotta
are.
Be more annoying, Emmy.
I don't know.
They obviously spend a lot of time listening to our podcast.
Apparently.
Oh no, it's just playing all the time in my head. It's real life.
That is what I would be saying right now. If I was me.
Exactly.
That's true.
See, so. I do a good Bosch impression.
And Emmy, what would my response to that be?
Good question.
Probably talking about how cute I look today.
Yeah, in his hood.
That's what Marsh would say.
Yeah, he's wearing a hood.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Guys look good in hoods.
Katie says we look good right now.
I mean, we always look good.
Always.
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 Especially in our thongs.
Did you really have to say that on the podcast?
Everyone knows we don't wear thongs. Well, maybe that'll be my next Instagram post.
Oh my gosh, my mom.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Anyway, I think that's about it for the day. No one ever gets
probably
to,
the worst phone.
No one ever gets to the end of our podcast anyway, so they won't hear that.
That was 4 minutes. People listen to at least 4 minutes.
No, they listen about 4 seconds.
That's true. They probably don't make it past the ad anymore. So if you're hearing this and you're past the ad, then DM us or something.
Yeah, maybe we can
we'll
send you a complimentary
prize.
Sticker.
We'll send you a cow.
We'll send you a cow.
We're going to have plenty here in a few days.
Yep. All right, well, next time from the dairy farm, eh, boss?
Yeah, I guess so. Our virtual dairy farm, I guess. we're going to go learn how to milk a cow now.
Oh, that shouldn't be hard. YouTube is good for that stuff.
We'll be fine.
I'm not worried about that. Anyway.
Eventually the milk will just come out anyway. I mean, if it gets too full.
Yeah, if we program it. Yeah.
We program the cows, right? They'll just milk themselves.
Yeah.
Good thinking, Marsh.
Thanks, Foss.
You're welcome. Well, up next on self-programming cows. That was Bosch and Marsh.
Bosch and Marsh.